In the early afternoon of August 23, 1961, in the days when Baltimore's African Americans were refused service in so-called white restaurants, three African diplomats, dressed in full and colorful diplomatic attire, entered Miller Brothers Restaurant at Fayette and Hanover Streets. They sat down and introduced themselves to the maitre d' as visiting diplomats from the African Republic of Gabon. They ordered, were served, ate, paid the check, and left. There would not appear to be anything remarkable in this story, but there is. The diplomats were not diplomats. They were reporters from the Baltimore Afro-American newspapers, dressed as diplomats. George Collins, Herbert Mangrum, and Rufus Wells. And this visit was a hoax. The reporters had rented their costumes and faked their accents, all to draw attention to the inconsistency of a culture that would serve in its restaurants African Americans from West Africa, but not from West Baltimore. The story hit the papers, and the battle for desegregation of Baltimore restaurants had been joined. But the movement towards public accommodations was to be slow and halting. Finally, in March of 1963, some 2 years after the bogus African diplomats walked into Miller Brothers and made their point, the Maryland General Assembly passed legislation desegregating most public accommodations. It was not a total victory. The first legislation applied only to Baltimore City and 11 of the 23 counties, but it was a breakthrough. The victory for civil rights across the country was a result of marches, petitions, lawsuits, and sit-down strikes. But in Baltimore, the process was hurried along when three reporters from the Baltimore Afro-American walked into Miller Brothers Restaurant, posed as African diplomats, and ate lunch, the most historic ever served in Baltimore City. They ordered lunch and made history.